The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
I want to talk a little bit about this unwillingness to condemn Farrakhan by the Democrats. Even Jake Tapper was saying, you know, what's the deal here? Why won't anybody do this? It's interesting. Wish you would have asked that, I don't know, 10 years ago when it was happening with the Democrats. We were questioning that. Now it's getting worse and worse and worse. And Farrakhan is a really bad guy. I don't know. Well, let me just play. No.
What evidence do you have? You calling up somebody a bad guy on the radio?
I have not been drinking, and I don't appreciate the accusation.
Sorry, Sam.
The idea here that he's a bad guy, I'm going to let you decide. This is what he has said. Let's play Farrakhan proclaims the powerful Jews are my enemy. Speech given just a few days ago.
Jews were responsible for all of this filth and degenerate behavior that Hollywood is putting out, turning men into women and women into men.
The powerful Jews are my enemy and scared to death Negroes are my enemy. And weak Muslims and hypocrites
are his enemy. Okay, so that's just one piece of evidence, but let's go to cut two, please.
White folks are going down. And Satan is going down. And Farrakhan, by God's grace, has pulled the cover off of that satanic Jew.
The satanic Jew.
That's nice.
And I'm here to say your time is up.
Okay. So this is what the press thought the Tea Party was saying. Okay. This is exactly what they thought the Tea Party was saying, except it wasn't about whites. It was about blacks. And yeah, I think they probably still thought we thought that about Jews,
yeah,
too. Okay.
I don't remember ever hearing anything like that at
any
gathering.
Okay. All right. But now let's listen to Jake Tapper on CNN after Jake Tapper tries to get a few Democrats to say, yeah, I won't. I disavow Louis Farrakhan. Listen.
Several leaders of the Women's March are supporters of Farrakhan and have not condemned him. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus who have met with him were asked for their comments, and one of them, Congressman Danny Davis, not only refused to denounce Farrakhan, he said the world is bigger than him and his Jewish question. Why?
Can we stop for just a second? Can we just stop for a second? You know, I think if you have to defend somebody and you say, you know, he's bigger than his, quote, Jewish question, I would think that automatically should be just a red flag that there's a storm on the horizon.
Yeah, it's an indication you should maybe go to the other team.
Yeah, anyone who has a Jewish question, I mean, that's a pretty small pool, isn't it? I mean, I know Hitler had one.
Yeah.
Himmler had one.
I will say the question seems to be the same.
It does.
Between all
what are
these
we going to do with all those Jews?
Yeah.
You know? So I think if you're defending somebody who has a Jewish question, you might want to reevaluate your friendship. But I digress. Go ahead.
For some people to condemn a rabid anti-Semite who is also a misogynist and anti-LGBTQ.
It should not be. But the reason this is relevant to our political world is, as you just noted, that there's disagreements, that people are going to be asked if they're going to denounce it for good reason. And there will be alignments that have been together, women, the CBC, others, that will have division over this. Why can't people criticize it? I mean, past relationships, their own caucuses and constituencies sometimes play, but it's still hard to understand.
It's a pretty low bar to denounce something like that. And the people who are, you know, supporting the Women's March, what are they out there supporting for? Equality and all this stuff. And that is the opposite of equality. So how is that that hard to denounce?
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, really shouldn't be. And in fact, you wouldn't be just talking about it shouldn't be on television if it wasn't Democrats involved. You would be saying they're all racist. You wouldn't say they. It just shouldn't be hard. You would be saying they're obviously racist if they will not deny this relationship.
That was the standard. I mean, when Trump was asked about David Duke and just didn't, he didn't say he wasn't outwardly supporting David Duke. No. He just didn't immediately denounce
him. He's never been in pictures with him. He's never.
No.
For instance, let me play this. Here's Louis Farrakhan not denouncing Keith Ellison. But it's really kind of important to hear Keith's relationship.
Keith Ellison. You ain't got a picture of Keith? Well, let me talk about him. Now, Keith was in The Nation in 1995.
That's right.
He was selling the Final Call newspaper. Right. Beautiful brother. And being in Minnesota, I think that's where he's from. He wants to help his community. He's a lawyer. So he wants to help his community. So he wants to become a congressman. You do? Wasn't that Farrakhan that you were with? Hey, wait. Hey. Hey. Oh, that's my brother. Yeah, but I'm not here to bash him.
No, that's right.
I'm not here to bash my brother.
That's what he says. Listen.
Let me tell you something. When you want something in this world, the Jew holds the door.
Okay. So he's saying Keith Ellison was a guy who was distributing these pamphlets. Now, can I ask you, can you imagine if the guy who was, you know, towards the top of the GOP was, you know, I don't know, the website designer or, you know, a guy who just did the website updates on Der Stormer? You imagine that?
No.
Hey, what's your relationship with the Nazi Party? I don't know. Nothing. Okay, in 95, I was doing the updates for Der Stormer. Okay.
So, I mean, that's a minor point against you.
Would that person be anywhere near the top of the GOP?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, and I would hope not.
No, we've no
but I will tell you this. The press would be all over Der Stormer.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, we did have a grand, Wizard of the KKK was a prominent senator for many, many years in the other party.
Robert Byrd.
Was kind of a thing.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you're right. I think
But the GOP, Trent Lott was escorted out of the GOP for just saying,
right,
happy birthday. You know, this guy's done a lot of great stuff.
Yeah.
You can have the Grand Wizard in the Democratic Party, but you can't have the Republican Party say, you know, I think he's done a lot of great things over his on his birthday.
It's a question of treatment, right? The ADL came out properly and hammered Farrakhan and the things he was saying. And they actually took to task a little bit the Democrats for not standing up against him. But listen to this phrasing, because, I mean, the ADL has come after you a couple times.
A guy who's won Defender of Israel.
Defender of Israel Award.
Right.
Right. Like, when you will say something, you'll compare something to Nazis.
Yes.
And they will say you should never compare something to Nazis, and they'll get very mad at you.
Yeah,
this has happened a few times.
Yeah, you only want to talk about Nazis when they are Nazis. Oh, wow, look what they've turned into. Nazis.
Now, listen to this. You just heard the guy just basically blaming every problem in the United States on Jews.
Yes.
Okay, this is not you made a comparison that some people didn't like.
Right.
He's blaming... He's saying Jews are his enemy.
Well, the satanic Jews.
The satanic Jews. Listen to this. Because of Farrakhan's reach and influence and his broad name recognition and something like celebrity status, some public officials, politicians, and hip-hop entertainers are still willing to meet with him, still willing to have their pictures taken with him. they seemingly have a blind spot when it comes to his anti-Semitism.
No, there's no way to have a blind spot. It's the whole focus of every speech.
No, a blind spot is, take it from a guy who has eye problems, so I know what a blind spot is.
Yeah.
That's a little portion of your vision that's blurry, okay?
Yeah.
You can't really make out that little part. You have to be completely blind on Louis Farrakhan.
Yes.
The blind spot may be, wow, he eats breakfast.
Who knew?
He's a human. I didn't see that one coming.
Enjoys a nice blueberry crumb muffin.
That's your blind spot with Louis Farrakhan.
And we should point out here, by the way,
yes,
that the wonderful teenagers from the terrible tragedy in Parkland,
yes,
who've been going on Bill Maher and hanging up on the president and calling him the F word over and over again, and everyone cheers, which is a really good thing to encourage in a teenager.
It's great.
Make sure entire crowds cheer when they say the F word. Good idea, guys.
Yeah.
But they are doing this march for whatever, you know, lives, I guess it's called, in a couple of weeks in Washington, D.C. And as you correctly noticed, almost immediately, it was strange how giant celebrities donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to this.
It was two million. Yeah, it was to walk. Yeah, I mean, it takes millions of dollars. $2 to $4 million
for people like Oprah and George Clooney.
Yeah,
what organization were they donating it to?
Yeah.
Well, of course, after a little investigation, we found out that it was a lot of the women's march leaders who would put together these events. And this is from the ADL. In the audience of last weekend's conference, in the audience of the speech you just heard, was Tamika Mallory, one of the leaders of the Women's March, who got a special shout out from Farrakhan and who regularly posts laudatory pictures of him on her Instagram account, as does Carmen Perez, another leader of the Women's March. Linda Sarsour, another march organizer, spoke and participated at a Nation of Islam event in 2015.
Okay, so you're calling them radicals. And I don't appreciate that. I don't know why you continue to say you could smell alcohol in my breath. I can't. You can't smell. I've only medication and cocaine.
Well, yeah,
a little bit of morphine. Right? But that's all. Those are all medication. Everybody can get those over the counter. Now listen, you're calling them extremists just because they are participating in the event or listening to Der Fuhrer. And some high up in the party have distributed Der Stürmer. What is the problem?
Right.
What is the problem here?
I think the problem might be obvious. It might be obvious.
Oh, no. No. It's you could easily miss it. A little teeny blind spot.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.